Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It is Thursday, the 6th of February. Let's get to our weather wisdom for today. And we do have snow and sleet overspreading the area here this morning. Not doing anything right now, but it will be. And I'm expecting 1 to 3, perhaps a few of you get 4 inches. If it holds on to the snow a little longer, that's not out of the question. We're going to see everything change over to sleet and freezing rain this afternoon, and that'll compress things a little bit. Take the ice scraper to work with you because, you know, when you if you go into work and your car's outside and you get that snow and then you get the ice on top of it, that's going to be the problem. Now, if you have snow on your windshield and you don't have to move it, don't clear the snow because it's easier to clear the snow with the ice on top than it is to clear all the snow, let the ice form on your windshield, and then try to scrape that away. So the snow's actually like a good little insulator. Some people actually throw something like big piece of cardboard over the outside of their car. And that makes it also easier so that you don't have to scrape as much. This is going to be a big ice storm, but there'll be a little scraping for some of you. All right, everything comes to an end tonight. After being in the low 30s today, we're in the upper 20s tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine, 35 to 40. So if you do have ice, it's going to melt. Friday night, mostly to partly cloudy, temperature in the upper teens. Saturday's nice, 30 to 35 with sunshine. Then a new storm arrives Saturday night and Sunday. That one, you know, I'm thinking right now at least 4 inches. I think under 8 is also probably safe. So it may be kind of in that realm right now. Don't hold me to that, but that's sort of what I'm thinking. That's out of here Sunday night, Monday sunny. So there'll be school Monday because they're going to have plenty of time because this thing ends midday on Sunday. So it's plenty of time to clean up. But there is another chance for another storm here Tuesday or Tuesday night. So we'll keep an eye on that as well, depending on the track of the systems. And as I mentioned in the Globe article yesterday, I think that by the time all this series of storms is done, we're going to end up with a foot, at least. So that's going to add to what we've already seen in Boston. That's going to get us back towards, you know, kind of what I was thinking for the season, a little under average, but not what we saw last year by any means. So there you have it. Have a great morning, everybody.